Attendez.
Wait. Wait for what? I glanced at Franck. He looked as baffled as I felt. We had agreed with the sellers on a price. We wanted to buy this apartment to turn it into our third vacation rental in Burgundy. I couldn't imagine what we needed to wait for. I breathed deeply to curb my impatience, and my nostrils filled with the scent of ink that permeated the study. What's the problem? I asked finally. The maître pointed at a piece of paper, one among hundreds on the desk in front of him.
We forgot about the cellar.
Cellar?
Franck echoed. In Burgundy, the most prestigious winemaking region in the world, according to Burgundians anyway, a cellar can mean only one thing, a wine cellar. The notary inhaled sharply.
Yes, the cellar is offered with the apartment, but I see here it is not included in the sale price.
That made no sense. I don't remember seeing any cellar, I said.
We definitely didn't, Franck agreed. I would have remembered. I never forget a wine cellar.
It was meant as a joke, but it flew right over Le Maître's head, which was capped with a meticulously trimmed fringe of white hair.
There is a cellar?
Our realtor, sitting to my left, twisted the heavy gold bangle on her wrist and eyed the cellar.
What is this? Why was I never informed about a cellar? This is most irregular.
It was no wonder she didn't take the surprise well. She was seconds away from earning her commission.
To be honest, I forgot all about it, the seller said,
a sheepish look fleeting across his features. Our apartment-to-be was the last holding in this man's venture into property development. He had bought a grand old house in the medieval heart of Bonn and converted it into 7 apartments. I got the distinct impression, however, that he wanted nothing more than to wash his hands of the entire business and return to the leisurely life of a civil servant.
It's filled with coal, he said. I didn't even go all the way down the stairs, but I suppose I must sell it, he sighed.
Maybe you can just pour it in with the sale price,
our realtor suggested. Franck and I eyed her with respect. It was a ballsy suggestion. Nobody gave away a wine cellar in the center of Bonn for free. Beneath the cobblestone streets was a second town, a honeycomb of wine cellars several stories underground. It was an entirely parallel system of real estate, and because no one made vaulted cellars anymore, one that had increasing value.
I can't do that. It would be insanity.
It seemed to me that one thing this man could use in his life was a bit of insanity.
You do want to walk away from this building after today, don't you?
Our realtor was a born negotiator.
Yes, but free? I just can't in good conscience do that. I just can't.
Our realtor licked her lips.
How much then?
She didn't even look at Franck or me to see if we were on board. The seller chewed his lip.
I suggest 5,000 euro, she said,
then finally glanced at us with a question in her eyes. Franck and I exchanged a look, then nodded back.
It's worth far more than that,
the seller frowned.
Then keep it.
Our realtor smoothed a strand of dyed blonde hair into her chignon.
How about 10,000?
He asked. I shook my head. We can't pay any more than 5,000. We hadn't exactly planned on buying a wine cellar today.
Even that?
Franck pursed his lips. His eyes flicked to mine for a second. He thought I was negotiating and joining in what he considered to be prime sport. In reality, I was just being blunt. Our realtor gave us a wink behind the seller's head.
What do you think?
The seller asked his notary.
I want you to walk out of here today with no weight on your shoulders,
the notary said, adopting an expression of concern.
I think you should sell it for 5,000. After all, what are you going to do with a moldy old cellar full of coal?
The seller shuddered.
Nothing.
Maybe he didn't know what to do with it, but I fancied Franck and I would. The notary took the document in front of me, scribbled something on it, wrote his initials, and slid it back. I signed, then passed it to Franck. And just like that, we owned a wine cellar.